You are listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray, 92.5 Paducah. We're online at WKMS.org. Kate Lochte has joined me in the studio now, and on the phone we have Stacy Mincer. She is the chair of the Pennington Festival. It's coming up this weekend in Princeton. Stacy, thanks for taking the time to be on Sounds Good today.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here talking with you and promoting our festival in Princeton this weekend.
It's a really big deal, isn't it? Not only homegrown talent like crazy, but Gene Watson coming Saturday at 8.
Yeah, Gene Watson's coming. We're very excited. My husband is a fan of old country, as he calls it, and he is super-duper excited to see Gene Watson. And we've been contacted by people from all over the country who are traveling to Princeton just to be able to see Gene Watson for free. I'm amazed every year. This is our 16th year for the Pennington Festival, and it just keeps growing in the talent that we attract. We've had Bobby Bear a couple of years. We've had John McEwen from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and we're already in talks to get a big name here next year, too.
Well, the lineup is significant Friday and Saturday night. Let's go over it, Stacy. Just do the rundown alone for free music. You can't beat this.
You're exactly right. We start Friday, May 31st at 6 p.m. with Alonzo Pennington, Eddie Pennington's son. Alonzo wanted to kind of start things off slow with some acoustic sets on Friday. So from 6 until about 7, you're going to hear music from Alonzo Pennington, the other Mother Brothers, and Pat Ballard. And then at 7, we'll start off with our full bands, and that includes Tom Peake and Company, the Alonzo Pennington Band, and then the Bosco France Band. And that's all Friday night. Excuse me. We usually go until about 10:30.
Stacy, I don't know.
People get up and dance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know the Bosco France Band, do I?
Oh, Bosco France. He was named the 2012 Blues Guitarist of the Year. He's from the Madisonville area. I know there's a lot of people around here who are big fans, and Alonzo's played with him before. Alonzo is a fan of his, too. But the Bosco France Band, they're just really rocking. They've got it's kind of a mixture of Stevie Ray Vaughan and B.B. King and Otis Redding all together. And he does some original music that's great. But, yeah, Bosco France, he's one of the greatest blues guitarists around right now.
You know, looking at that lineup, the Alonzo Pennington Band played for us live on WKMS a few months back. And I kind of imagine Alonzo seems to have a tendency to like to get up and play with the other artists. I bet you're going to have a blowout.
Well, that's the great thing about this is all of our bands that are booked are booked by Eddie and Alonzo Pennington. And for the most part, they book people who they've played with or who they know, and they all just kind of mingle in together and invite each other up on stage, and it's great to see. And Alonzo's gotten a new sound recently. He's added a lot more horns to it. He's got a sax player who plays with him regularly. So he's gotten away from the country bluesy feel and has added some more funk to it. It's really cool sound. So if you haven't seen the Alonzo Pennington Band recently, it's a good chance to come out, and you get to hear them for free.
Well, I think everybody in the studio here, you know that sensation when the hair on your arms rises? I think the music that the Alonzo Pennington Band put out here that one Sunday morning just had everybody reeling. So good for you to have them showcased. On Saturday, you begin bright and early at 10 with the Farmers Bank Talent Show. Tell us about that.
We do. We're happy to partner with Farmers Bank and Trust Company here in Princeton. They cover the prize money for us. We've been having the talent show, I think, for 8 years now, and it's wonderful because we've had some traditional bluegrass music players come up and perform, and we've had a ukulele player. We've had trumpeters, classical pianists, and it's open to all ages. We've had children from 3 years old up to elderly people in their 80s who get up there and perform for the talent show, and it's a really good time every year. And it's great because it gives these younger people the opportunity to take the big stage and get up there and start working on their craft early. And we've had some great performers who started off in the talent show who have returned years later as main stage performers. I'm thinking of the Tim Lynch Band out of Clarksville. That first time we saw Tim Lynch, he came to the talent contest, and now he's got a great career as a musician in the Clarksville and Nashville area.
That's pretty great.
It is.
Let's go down. The music starts after the talent show at 1, and we know these folks.
Yeah, Sean Reston and Kayla Dunn. They've been playing in their Eddie Grove trio, which includes Dr. Gary Brockway. He's going to be out of town, but Sean and Kayla are going to come and do a duo for us at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then after them, we're going to have Al Hudson, and it's going to be Al Hudson and friends. It's going to be Al Hudson, his son Joe, Paul Mosley, who is a great thumb-picking guitarist just like Eddie. Also, Dean Hughes, he's local. He's going to play drums with them. And, they're also bringing Doug Jernigan, who is one of the greatest steel guitarists in the world, and he's going to come and play with them. And also their bass player, Bill Harlan, has played with all kinds of people. He used to play with Jim Reeves, so that'll be a lot of fun. And here's some good old country standards at 2 on Saturday. At 3, we have the Song Farmers. They're from the Franklin, Bowling Green area. We stumbled upon the Song Farmers last year, and we try not to do too many repeats, have the same bands back 2 years in a row, but these guys were awesome. Eddie said, "Where did you find these guys?" Because that's one band that I'd stumbled upon and booked. And our sound guy, Butch Hardison, who does, he's out of Little River Sound and Stage out of Hopkinsville. Butch, with most sound guys, it takes a lot to impress them. Butch is the one who, he does the sound when they call in presidents to Fort Campbell. I mean, he's worked with just about everybody. But when the Song Farmers took the stage, Butch said, "Where did you find these guys? They're great." So we had to have them back again. And they're just a great group of guys. And they do all original songs, too. Oh, you probably know the 4 o'clock artists, too.
No kidding.
We have Garcia and Scott. They were with us a few years ago, and love them, too. I'm so excited to hear their new album that's out. That's Gary Scott and his wife, Dahlia Garcia. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to have Eddie Pennington himself. And he always, like you said before, they invite different people up. And he'll surely invite his family up, Rosebud, his daughter.
Oh, Rosebud will be there.
Yeah,
oh,
Rosebud
great.
Will be there. And Caleb, her son, and then Alonzo. They all typically get up and play with Eddie during his set. After Eddie, we're going to have the Malibu Combo, and I love these guys. Wayne Harper, Freddie Russell, Bobby Harper, and Jerry Wolf. They all played together back in the 60s, and then they all kind of went their separate ways, and they've gotten back together just in the last year and started playing just for fun. So they're going to play that great old 60s music that'll get people up and dancing.
Excellent.
And then, of course, after them at 8 o'clock, we have Gene Watson.
Man, how do you do all this and have it be free?
I still don't know. I don't know. Here's the great thing. It's free. It's free for people to come and listen. It's not free for us. It costs us between $15,000 and $20,000 every year to put on the festival. But the way we do it is local businesses in and around Princeton make donations.
Wow.
They write us checks and give us donations to cover, to bring in these artists and perform. And everybody in this community loves the festival and wants to help. I was visited last week by a man who brought me the keys to open up the building for the bathrooms. I mean, people just chip in. The police, they come and check things out for us. The street department, they bring us cones to block off parking. It's like everybody in Princeton knows Pennington's coming, and they'll do whatever they can to make it happen. So that's how we do it. The whole community chips in.
Set the stage. Describe the venue. It's really neat.
It's perfect. My greatest memories from going to concerts when I was younger was sitting on the hill at Starwood in Nashville and listening to anybody. I've seen so many concerts there, but I think anytime you can sit outside and listen to music, that's the best. It's just the best environment. And I love it that we're right in the middle of Princeton. It's the Butler Lawn where we have the festival is it's an old school campus. It's a big, beautiful lawn, and people just set their chairs, their blankets down, and just sit back and relax. You can get up and wander and stretch your legs. But there's an energy in the air that is super-duper cool. It's great. It's cool. My child is 8 now. She's been with me every year and runs around. You can let your kids run and play. they get to hear this awesome music. It's right in the middle of our beautiful town. It makes me tear up thinking about it because it's just the best weekend ever. And I know it's going to be great this year. The weather's going to be perfect. The music is going to be perfect. And we have a lot of community partners who are going to set up booths on the grounds and help raise money for other local events and support the arts in Princeton.
Stacy Mincer, Pennington Festival Chair, you are great. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks. I hope everybody makes a trip down to Princeton next weekend. There's no reason not to. It's totally free.
That's this Friday and Saturday, the Pennington Folk Festival in Princeton.